on the road again.
And welcome back to AARP's Transform Traveler Show with Living Seasonally. Our ongoing voice behind this show is the incomparable Matthew Phillips, Director of Travel for AARP, serving 38 million AARP members. Matthew, welcome back to the Transform Traveler Living Seasonally series.
Rick, it's great to be back. How are you today, my friend?
You know, we are doing great. Traveling around the United States, social distancing, living in beautiful Vermont and New Hampshire during this autumn season. You know, it's really great to talk to you again and discuss our favorite topic, travel.
It is, and I'm glad to hear that you're getting out, and I hope that you're being safe. And knowing you, I know that you are, and you're enjoying yourself, because I know that after folks have been inside their homes a lot more than normally, it's very, very good to get out and have a change of scenery. So I applaud you guys for doing what you're doing.
Matthew, we must travel. It gives us energy. So tell us about the leadership responsibilities that you have at AARP.
Sure. So let me tell you a little bit about. So again, thanks for having me on today. My name is Matthew Phillips, and I lead the travel portfolio of travel benefits for AARP members. And that is for our just under 38 million members, many of whom who do like to travel. We have benefits and discounts for car rentals, for hotels. We work with several wonderful guided tour operators, and we have medical evacuation as well as a relationship that we have with Expedia, where we have some unique member-only pricing on that website.
Matt, tell us about how your team at AARP is helping travelers regain their confidence. And I know it's a tricky balance act to be safe and to travel.
It is, Rick. You know, it's a balance right now between encouraging people to stay safe, take care of themselves, their family members, their colleagues, their coworkers, and their friends. But at the same time, for those people who do want to get out and want to travel, or then who may have obligatory travel needs, to be safe. And one of the things that we're doing is informing our members of all of the safety guidelines, particularly the CDC recommendations, and following those, but also some of the programs that a lot of our travel suppliers with whom we work are putting into place. Some of the sanitation policies that, you know, for example, that their Avis Budget Group is putting into place, or Best Western or Wyndham Hotel Group or Hilton, that they're doing for each of their hotels. We're making sure that when our members come to our website and they go to find out information about their discounts and their benefits, that front and center, we're putting that information up there so our members know that we're working with best-in-class organizations that are looking to take care of their customers and their guests.
What new programs will be available in 2021 post the arrival of a vaccine?
You know, it's an interesting question, because there are a lot of unknowns right now. You know, we are always looking to bring new providers into our program, and we'll have a couple of announcements after the first of the year around some new companies that we'll be working with. We'll also be taking the cues and taking the lead from our travel providers. They know better than anyone what guests and what customers need and what they expect, to be honest. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. I don't have to say that. Everyone knows that. There's a lot of reluctance to travel, and that's understandable, because there are very many unknowns. So it's going to be a balanced approach between reminding our members that their discounts and their benefits are always available with the AARP travel providers, but at the same time, they also should take precautions and follow CDC and public official guidelines.
Well said, man. You know, several shows ago, you spoke so passionately about your sensory travel to Hawaii. What's the future of this passionate travel look like from your perspective? Will people actually return to travel?
You know, it's a great question. I was fortunate enough, along with a lot of industry colleagues, to attend a virtual travel conference last week that normally would have been in New York City, but we were all virtual. And it seems that the consensus is that once a vaccine is in market and has been widely dispersed, that will enable travel to resume. I think there's a lot of questions about business travel perhaps being forever altered, but leisure travel, the travel that your listeners and you yourself are interested in, travel is a human desire. It's a human need, and when people are able to travel again safely, they will, just like they have after other horrible situations, either whether it be financial situations or 9/11. This current situation is just horrendous from a health perspective, but also it's just devastated the travel industry. But people have a need and a desire to travel, and I have every confidence that once it is safe again, and that's not just me saying that, that's other experts saying that, that they will travel again and will be able to get out there. And there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. Probably, you know, at some point next year is what it seems that others are saying.
In past shows, you also talked about great experiences that your family has had while on vacation. What do you think is the secret to extraordinary experiential travel for families?
I could make a joke and say separate hotel rooms, no, in all seriousness, I think it's identifying either a place or an activity or an interest that people have in common. If it's something culinary oriented, or if it's ancestral travel, going back and finding, going and visiting the country of one's roots. There's a lot of folks who, you know, have similar interests, that, you know, destination wise, if you're a beach person or a mountain person, finding family members and groups of folks, who appreciate that. So it's finding that common bond. And then also I always encourage others to make sure that you also take the opportunity to enjoy your family time together, especially if you don't see each other a lot, but then also make the time to meet other people while you're traveling, because meeting other people and experiencing their perspective, for me, at least personally, is part of the beauty of travel.
And you know, on every show, we do get nostalgic. And why don't you share a little bit about your most memorable childhood vacation?
Several. But I will say this, and I'm not sure if it was one in particular, but one of the things that my family and I used to do, I'm an only child, but we would go camping every year with my dad's brothers and their family. And my cousins are like my siblings. We're still very close. One of my cousins and her family, we go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina still every year on vacation together. My other two cousins, we all went together last year. But camping, I loved it. It's been a while since I've been camping, to be honest. But I loved it. We had a boat. We would water ski. My dad would fish. We would take our dogs, and it was incredible family time with my cousins and I. And that was probably those were my favorite family vacations as a child growing up. You know what? And you've probably seen this as well, but there's been a renewed interest in RV rentals and RV purchases, camper purchases throughout this summer, throughout the country. So a lot of folks are taking advantage of that, being outside, getting out, doing domestic trips, and enjoying the country.
Well, you got it. Hey, we're going to wrap up today's show with our traditional lightning round. And let's go local on this one, considering you've made some recent trips to New England yourself. So let's start with this one. What is your favorite site?
Well, I will say, and I will get back to Virginia, but I was fortunate. I know that you're in Vermont today, and I was fortunate enough to spend about 10 days up on the coast in New Hampshire, visiting some friends who had been quarantining, and we all worked remotely during the day and met out on the porch and in the evenings for a cocktail and overlooking the ocean. That was probably one of the best things that I've done this summer, along with, as I mentioned, my annual trip to the Outer Banks. Those trips are very different than normally. My friends and family and I chose not to eat at restaurants in the same way that we normally would have. We didn't take the kids to play putt-putt at the beach. But it's been a little bit different. But the drive up to New England was wonderful, and it was a nice change of scenery. And I encourage folks, especially if you have the flexibility with your work situation, if you're working remotely and all you need is an internet connection, getting out and having a change of scenery if it's available to you, is a great healthy thing to do.
Okay, let's move to most memorable aroma or fragrance.
Let's see, without a doubt, just the smell of the ocean and the breeze being on the sea. It was absolutely wonderful.
And how about the most remarkable sound from a New England trip?
Well, I don't want to cheat and say the ocean again, but that would probably be that. Or it would be one of my best friends at 6:15 every day yelling, "Matt, where are you? It's happy hour time. Stop working." That was probably one of my favorite sounds.
Oh, that's a good friend. That's a good friend.
Yes. She's one of my best friends. Who, you know what? Let me mention this. I took my first vacation ever by myself about 15 years ago. I traveled for work plenty of times by myself, but I decided to run away and hide. And I went down to the Caribbean and was in St. Martin and decided to go diving one day over on nearby Saba and met up with another solo diver. And we've been very close friends ever since for the last 15 years. So it's another example of how travel can be extremely empowering and transformative.
Well, amen to that. We'll have to count that last example for touch as well. Hey, finally, what is the most memorable meal that you had?
Lobster rolls.
Of course.
Without a doubt, lobster rolls. Very fresh, delicious, amazing. Also had oysters on the half shell one evening, so it was delicious. I'm obviously a huge fan of seafood. I'm very, very glad that I'm not allergic like I know so many people are.
Matt, we love this AARP series. Tell our listeners where they can find out more information on AARP and decide to join today as a member.
Sure. You know, membership is just $16 a year, and if you do multiple year memberships, it's even less. You get an incredible magazine every other month and our bulletin 10 times a year, and you get access to all of our benefits and discounts. I know we're talking about travel today, but we've got some great everyday savings discounts and benefits for all of our members. You know, a lot of folks are taking road trips this year. We work with Allstate and their roadside assistance program where there's a member discount and an AARP member rate for that. We have dining discounts. A lot of our dining providers have made modifications to where they'll either deliver or they'll have pickup service, just like so many restaurants throughout the country. We have a relationship with Walgreens as well for any medical needs that you have. And then, as I mentioned, all of the travel benefits. We know that people are traveling less, and that's completely understandable in this time of uncertainty. But for those who are traveling or who need to travel, we're always there for you.
Well, you sure are. Thanks again, Matthew, for being on the AARP Travel Series. We love this show. We appreciate you and the direction that you're providing us in terms of safe travel, experiential travel, and of course, living seasonally. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for being on, being a part of our show today. And as we always say, may you go out and travel and experience a good life. Have a great week.
The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road.
So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.